Hello, fitness friends. It's Phil, and this is episode 160 of Get Fit to Row. Now, today, I'm going to talk about an observation that has become incredibly visible to me today with some of the guys that I've been training and coaching. And the thing I'm talking about here is invisible power. I think the realization today, if I'm going to put some context in it, is that one of the guys that I'd been training now for just a mere 12 weeks, who is almost certainly now able to pull a sub 7 2K, keep in mind that in the last 12 weeks, that 2K time has come down from probably 8:20, somewhere around about that. So it's come down 1 minute and 20-ish seconds in 12 weeks. But let's not talk about the numbers for now, right? But one of the things that I knew he was developing, and others that I coach are developing, is an appreciation that the push in rowing, the leg drive in rowing, is linked to the pull in rowing, the arms, right? It's linked. Most importantly, it's to emphasize the word, it's linked. Because if you push and then you pull, you're missing the link. If you push, then do something and then pull, you're developing the link. Now, what that is, what that link is that link is the connection with the leg drive against the body swing. And the thing about it is it takes time to understand how valuable, how powerful the body swing is. And it also takes time to develop the core muscles to have the power within the swing, right? But look, here's the thing that has become the observation with several of the people that I'm coaching, is that rowing and the rowing stroke, even though it's incredibly simple, most people untrained, let's say, or most people that jump on a rowing machine will assume that the rowing stroke is about legs and about pulling with the arms. And they, you know, almost forget the body of movement. Because it's not natural. You know, when you stand on 2 feet most of the day and then you lie down for the other part of the day, when do you actually engage your body to do anything? Maybe you bend over occasionally to lift up things, but that's not very, very, very often. And if you do, you're not lifting up heavy weights, right? So it's very unnatural to want to use, to know how to use and utilize your core. And I guess that's one of the things that is a simple revelation and a beautiful thing and a great observation when people eventually get the understanding of how important the body swing is, how important it is to push with the quads, pull back with the body, and hang with the arms. That's the sequence: push, hang, pull the body back. And it's just such an, if you think about it, it's just a really alien movement in humanity, in the human body movement. It's just incredibly alien. We don't really do it. But let's say it can be trained. It can be, you can do many isolated exercises to really emphasize how powerful this movement can be, to really try and build up the muscle endurance and the muscle strength and try and build up the muscle memory so you know what you're doing with the invisible core muscles. So look, the thing that the reason why this that I'm doing this podcast today is because about 2 weeks ago, one of the guys that I've been coaching sat down on the rowing machine and he simply said that this is the guy I'm talking about, basically, who's now definitely pulling a sub-7 2K competently, I'd say. And that's coming in a couple of weeks' time, that next test. But the revelation was about 2 weeks ago. He said, I've been thinking about what you've been saying for the last 10 weeks. And he goes, I get it now. And literally, since he's got it, he's got that the leg drive is linked to the arms pulling through the body, his stroke has become significantly more powerful, significantly more sustainable, and significantly more rhythmical, because he's worked out that you push, swing with the body at the same time as pushing, hang with the arms, and then just as your legs and your body run out of movement, you bring the arms in, accelerate, boom, done. So I guess the conclusion of the podcast is if you've never discovered your core muscles in rowing, if no one's ever highlighted how important they are, a really good exercise to do is to sit on a rowing machine with your legs flat and your arms straight and just rock forwards and backwards from the pivot in your hips. So you're just going to keep your back straight, you're going to rock forward, and then you're going to rock back. So you're going to rock forward about 10 degrees, and then you're going to rock back about five odd degrees. All right. So you've got that movement of around about 15, 20 degrees. And with that movement, try and pull through the body without using the arms, without using legs, but try and swing as powerfully as you can and see how low you can get the rating, the split, the 500 meter split, because it will intrigue you, you know, to discover that you can pull a really significantly low split, 500 meter split, that is, without even using your legs or your arms, just using your core and the swing. And the other thing that's quite interesting to do is, like, once you've learned to maximize the power through the swing, then introduce a full stroke and do that as hard as possible. You'll be quite surprised if you do the swing correctly, you'll be quite surprised how little extra power relatively comes in through the legs and the arms when they're connected. Because the swing is like super powerful, super invisible movement. And it does take time to understand, train, develop, use, and all of that. Anyway, look, that's today's podcast. And just remember, dear friends, this year, 2022, is definitely the year to get fit and give rowing a go. Anyway, look, take care. Thanks for listening. Bye.